We're up to Tezayin Amar Aleph, the last two lines. Pachos Mishlosha Mani Rabbanenhi. The Mishnah says that in order to be lavud, it has to be less than three tvachim, and that goes according to the Rabbanan. Da Amri Pachos Mishlosha Amrinim Lavud, Shlosha Lo Amrinim Lavud. That lavud is only less than three tvachim already is not lavud. Ema Sefer, Koshu Shlosha, Mishlosha Viadar Bo. The Sefer, which says, as the second midah, that anything that's shlosha, up till, and not including arba, so there, if the parut is maruba, then you can't even plan to connect the omid. The chora, that goes according to Rabbishim Gamliel. The omer pachas mi arba, lovud. Di rabbanim, shlosha arba, shlosha vi arba, chavu. At Lamaisa, there can't be a difference, the Gemara thinks now, according to the Rabbanan, between three and four. Because if already three is not lavud, and then what difference does it make if the thing is four tvachim? Then you could plant opposite the amud, and if it's only three tvachim not, that only makes sense according to Rav Shim Gamliel says that three tvachim is still lavud. Right, and the Gemara could have asked on that also. If it's lavud, then it's not parut meruba; it's closed till four. But that the Gemara left until now. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if you have a part that's less than four tvachim, from three tvachim to less than four tvachim, you can make a difference between that and a part that's closed that's four tvachim. Four tvachim already is a dover chashuv; it's not lavud anymore, and therefore that part is considered standing, even though next to it there's an opening bigger than it, and you can plan connect that part. But if it's less than four tvachim, right? So it's not a makom chashuv, that closed part, and if the open part is greater, you can't plant there. Okay. So, but according to the Rabbanan, once it's three tvachim, it's the same din as four tvachim. So what difference does it make if you can plant connect it or not, if it's three tvachim or it's four? So this last midah must go according to Shimon Gamliel. Right? Omer Abaya, Midereisha. So Solomaisa, it's a stira. The first part of the Mishnah's Mashmah is according to the Rabbanan. And the second part is Shimon Gamliel. Omer Abaya, Midereisha Rabbanan, Sefer Nami Rabbanan. No, the whole thing is the Rabbanan. Modu the Rabbanan, the Chol Mishrei, connect though, Iika Mokom Arba, Chashiv, Ilo, Lo Chashiv. No. Even though the Rabbanan hold anything more than three is not Lavud, and therefore it's a Mokom Chashiv, but it's not a real Mokom Chashiv. It's just a Mokom Chashiv, it's not Lavud. But until it's four Tfachim wide, it's not Chashiv enough that if there's a space next to it, bigger than it, that you can still plant, connect the part that's closed. It has to be four Tfachim to be able to do that. Anything less than four tvachim, right, is not chashuv enough, and the whole thing is bottom. The space is bottom, you can't plant, and you can't plant in the closed part either. Rava Amar, mid the sefer Rav Shimon Gamliel, reisha nami Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rava said that since the sefer is Rav Shimon Gamliel, the reisha is also Rav Shimon Gamliel. The chi Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, amrin and lavud, hani mile lamala. Ava lamata, havi leke mechitza shagdoyim bokim bo. And lo amrin and lavud. When did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that less than four tvachim is lavud? That's only in spaces in a mechitza lamal. But lamata, right, if there's a space more than three tvachim or more, even less than four tvachim, it's no good because gedoyim bokim bo. Because in that space in the bottom, even though it may be lavud, but lamaisa, a gedi can get its head in there, it's mevatel mechitza, it's mevatel lavud. Rashi, Eshen L'Rashim Gamliel, Kolomar, Ad Dalet V'lo Dalet B'chlal. Tohatana Bovach Risi, Koshu Dalet, Umi Dalet Ad Yud Amos, Eshen L'Rashim Gamliel. Tohkamaflik Nolet, Min Pochos Mi Dalet Dalet. That Midah has to go according to Rashim Gamliel. That there's a difference between less than Dalet and Dalet. According to Rabban, and once it's three, it's the same halacha, three, four, ten. Di Rabbanan Mi Gimel Vi Ad Gimel Vi Dalet Chadhu. Mi Gimel Vi Ad Dalet Bit Mi Ahechi Maflik Dalet Mi Gimel. The Tani Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. The Tani Seipa Koshu Dalit. Hala Rabbanan Gimel V'Dalit Chatu. According to Rabbanan, there's no difference between three Tvachim and four Tvachim. Hani Mili Lamala Ke'en Korah. When did Rav Shimon Gamliel say the din of Lavud, that's like a Korah, that doesn't reach the wall? and there's less than four tefachim between the korah and the wall, it's considered like it reaches the wall. But in a mechitza, where the space is on the bottom, that's a mechitza, shagdoyim bokim bo, there he didn't say this din of lavud. Because even though it's lavud, but if a goat can get its head under there, it's mevatel lavud. Okay. Lamaisa, the Zemora says like this. And there's a machlokas aposkim here, Rishonim, who we paskin like. Is the halacha like in the Rabbanan? According to Abaya, even though the Rabbanan hold that three is lavud, there's a difference between three and four. That three is not a makom chashuv, and four is already yes a makom chashuv. And the nafkamina would be, could you plant keneged the closed part? Some Rishonim learn that. What's it called? Since Rava says that the whole thing goes like a Shin Gam Liel, this chilik is not a chilik, and you could plant even connected three tefachim that's closed. And others hold that which Rava set it up like a Shin Gam Liel is only the Ravka the Milsa. But the Mikra Adin agrees with Abaya that up till if it's not four tefachim, you can't plant connected the closed part. Okay. Toshma. We're still trying to bring raya's whether paritz ka'omed is considered omed or paritz. The funnest halalu shurubam psachim b'chalonos mutter uvevad she'a omed meruba ala paritz. Even if the walls have a lot of entrances and windows in them, still it's good. Even if most of them are entrances and windows, it's good as long as the standing part is more than the open part. Mar says, shurubam sokadaitach, you can't learn this kipshuto, that it means it's mostly open, because then it can't be mostly closed. Ela shiribo em psachim, you put a lot of doorways and windows in, mutter, it's still mutter, uvivachia omid meruba par, as long as the closed part is more than the open part. Ha kippar, it's osir. Mashma, that if it's exactly equal, it's osir. Not like rapapa, tiyufta de rapapa, tiyufta. Samara says, from this brisa, you see clearly not like rapapa. The hilchasakavasi rapapa, and halacha is like rapapa. We just brought a brisa that says clearly not like Rapapa. How can the halacha be like Rapapa? In Mishum the Daiki Masnisin Kavosei, because in the Mishnah it says like Rapapa. So even though the brisa is clearly not like it, right? So it's obviously a Machalkas Tanoim. The Mishnah is more authoritative than the brisa, and since the Mishnah supports Rapapa, the halacha is like Rapapa. Hisnan lo yu protsus yiseiros alabinyan. Hakibinyan mutter. There shouldn't be openings more than the standing. But if it is exactly as a standing, it's mutter. So this Mishnah is mashma like Rapapa, and therefore the halacha is like Rapapa. Okay, let's go on. Makifin shlosha chavolim zele mala mizeh. The zele mala mizeh. Vad shalo yeh ben cheva lechaveru shlosha tefachim. It's talking about a caravan that's out in the wilderness. And they want to turn the carmelis that they're in into a shusha yochid so they can carry. So they tried to give them the easiest way to do. We'll see later on if this halacha only applies to a sheyara, or it applies even to an individual, whatever. That the Gemara is going to discuss later. So the easiest way is to put four sticks in the ground and take rope and surround the sticks with rope to make four mechitzas. So what you need is three ropes. One above the other one, with a space of less than three tefachim between each rope. The first rope is within three tefachim of the ground. The next one is within three tefachim of the first rope, and the third one is within three tefachim of the second rope. And shir chavalim va'ovyan yesra tefach, and the chavalim themselves have to add to a tefach because you have less than three tefachim, less than three tefachim, less than three tefachim. Which is a little bit less than nine tefachim, right? And then the ropes themselves have a width of a little bit more than a tefach. There's altogether 10 tefachim. You need 10 tefachim high, and you need there shouldn't be spaces of more than what's it called of three tefachim or more between them. Kadesh Yakol Asar tefachim, Makifin Bekanim. So that's a mechitza that's made only horizontal, only a horizontal mechitza. Now you can do another way. You can make sticks that are all vertical. As long as there's not a space of three tefachim or more between each kaneh, and then that area is considered closed. It doesn't make a difference then how big the area is and how big the stick is. As long as the area is less than 3 tefachim, it's considered closed. B'shiyara divru, divir Rabbi Yehuda. This halacha is only a kula they made with a shiyara. The Gemara will discuss what a shiyara is, but a caravan. Whatever a caravan is, this halacha was only said for caravans. Right, that you're allowed to have a mechitza that is going only one way, not a crisscross. Because that's called a mechitza ra'ua. It's a minimal, some say it's because it's not going to last like that. It won't stay for a long time, a mechitza like that. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. V'chachom omrim lo dibru bishar lebehovet. No, it could apply to anything. They only mentioned it by a caravan, because that's usually where you need to make such a mechitza. That's only the usual. But if a regular person wants to make a mechitza like that, he also can do it. Kol mechitza she'ena shel shesi v'shel arev, ena mechitza divir Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Right? And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, any mechitza that doesn't have both a horizontal and vertical parts to it is not a mechitza b'chlal. The Chacham omrim echad mishnei dvarim. And the Chacham hold either one is okay. Either, well, we'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss what the Mishnah means exactly. It's Irashi. Makif and Gimel Chavolim, Ashiora Shechansa the Bika Koi. It's going back on the caravan that was in the Bika, the Carmelis. Zela Malamizeh, Agabi Yisedo, Sovid Min Hatachton, the Karka, Pachos Migimel, the Havikulo Omeid, the Kilovidami. Omi Menu et Lemtsoi, Pachos Migimel, Harishisha Omeid, Pachos Beis Mashuyin. Right, you put staves in the ground and you tie the ropes to them. The first one is less than 3 tefachim from the ground, so that's considered closed. So you have with the rope, less than 3 tefachim plus a little bit. Okay, that's the rope. And then from there you have another less than 3 tefachim. So now you have less than 6 tefachim high. That's considered all closed. Harishisha omei pachas beis mashuyin. You have 6 closed, right, less 2 little bits. Because that little bit needs to mean less than 3 tefachim. Bishnei avirim. Un tsoi le'elyon pachas mishlosh. Hari mishlosh avirin tisha omei pachas shlosha mashuyin. If you look only at the spaces are a little bit less than 9 tefachim. So shir ovi achavolim yosrateva. Therefore, the ropes themselves have to be a total together of a tefach plus a little bit. So it'll finish off the 10 tefachim. You'll have 10 tefachim. Shlosha mashuyin, kidei shiu kol asor tefachim. Makifim bekonim, neutzim v'omdim, zui mechitza shel shesi. That's a mechitza that's only vertical. Avol shel chavolim, havi mechitza shel arev. Chavolim is a mechitza that's only as horizontal. B'shiyara dibru, hikilu etzlam shenim tzrichim ela oshtio arev. This kula, that you can have a mechitza that goes only one way, that is only said by a shayara. Shesi kigon konim, orif kigon chavolim. Aval yochid lo hikilu, ad shia boshtish siva orif. For an individual, the mechitza is only good if it goes both ways. Kol mechitza shein, or biosi poli gale davua, de masnisin, v'komer dafilu shayara, v'inish siva orif. And Rabbi Yossi argues on his father, and Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that even a shiara is not mutter with a one-direction mechitza. Okay. Omer Rav Hamanuna, Omer Rav. Harei Omru Omeid Meruba Laporitz B'Shesi. The halacha that if you have a space more than 3 tefachim or more. So then the halachas of Omeid Meruba Laporitz apply. Right? Is the standing part more than the open part until 10 amas? Anything less than 10 amas, considered a Pesach, and as long as the closed part is more than the open part, that's good. That they said by a mechitza that has vertical parts to it. Then the openings are considered like a Pesach. What about a mechitza that only has horizontal openings? Right? There, it's hard to say that it's impossible to say that the openings are a Pesach. So does there the same halacha apply? Does it only apply where the opening could be a Pesach? Or it even applies to other openings, the openings that are horizontal, right? And they also, as long as the opening is not 10 amas, and it's the closed part is more than the open part, would be good. Omer Abaye, Toshma, let's see. Shir Chavolim Va'ovyin, Yesra Tefach, Shu Akol Asorat Tefachim, right? The Mishnah says that if you have a mechitza that's made of only horizontal ropes, so it has to be that the ropes themselves add up totally to a tefach plus a little bit. And that's where you get 10 tefachim. The spaces are less than 3 tefachim, and the ropes themselves are another tefach plus, and therefore you can have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high with 3 ropes. The Isa, lomad li yesrav tefach, right, if that's true, that the openings, even if they're 3 tefachim or more, as long as they're smaller than the closed part, is still good, right? Then why do you need 3 levels? You don't need rope that wide. You could have string, and it'll still be good, right? Lama li yesrav tefach, li evit pachas mishlosha, make it like this. You'll get away with much thinner string, and it'll still be good. Make less than 3 tefachim, the chevel mashu, and then a string. Not a rope at all. So there's no thickness. Negligible thickness. So you have less than 3. If you look at the pictures, it's easy to see. Here, you have a string less than 3. What's it called? You'll make a space less than 3, and then a chevel that's a mashu. So now you have, less than 3 closed up completely. That's considered closed. Lavud is considered like a solid. That's not considered an opening. That's a closed, that's actually considered that solid. And then, pachas mishlosha, and then another space less than 3. So now you have a little bit less than 6 closed up completely. Okay? And another little chevel, right, to cordon off the less than 3. Upachas mi'arba, and then make a space less than 4. Forget about less than 3. Less than 4. This isn't lavud. This is open. So you have 3 closed, less than 3 closed, a little bit less than 3 closed, and then less than 4 opened. And another chevel. Okay? And that should be good. Why do you have to have 3 areas of less than 3 so it's all closed? Leave a 4, a little bit less than 4 opened. You'll have less than 6 closed and less than 4 opened.
Why does that have to be?
Well, listen first. What's going on over here? That's called the minimum. It could be 20,
to
be honest.
You have six.
But you want just 10 tefachim, that's all. You want the minimum, what's it called, height of a mechitza, 10 tefachim. Okay. Shemara says, the tisbara high pachos mi'arba hechi mokimla. That won't work out. Where are you going to put the thing that's not loved, that's a little bit less than 4? E mokimla tatoi, if you put it on the bottom, so you have a space less than 4, and then a space less than a closed part less than 6, made up of the less than 3 and less than 3 with the string in between. It's not going to be good. Havilei kemechitza shagdoyim bokimba, because on the bottom, as long as it's not lavud, it's not good, because the goats can get through. So that's not a mechitza. It's a mechitza tluya. So that's no good. Imokim lo iloi, if you're going to put the 4. Less than 4 part that's not considered closed on the top, osi avira the high gisa mavatale, then the space on both sides is going to be mavatale, meaning the following, that if you have the second picture, pachas migimel, you have 6 closed, consider that thing as if it's mamish closed, okay, then you have less than 4 tefachim and a string, okay. That top string is going to be bottled, because the air till the clouds and the air on the other side is for tefachim of mevatle. It's not lavud, right? So that string is bottle mevutle. So there's no mechitza. And even though we learned that the only air that can mevatle mechitza is air that's part of the mechitza. If you have a corner, right, you don't consider the air past the corner to be mevatle the thing. For instance, we have cases where you have a wall. Here, there's a wall, okay? And this part is closed. Let's say 4 amas, and there's a space of 3 amas next to it on this side, okay? So we say that what's it called? This 4 amas is bigger than the 3 amas. It's okay. But if you continue past the corner, there's a space for the next 20 miles. So you have a space 20 miles on this side and 3 amos on this side. It should be Asi Avira, right? And it should be Mavakulit. So we say no. Since the Mechitza ends here, Legabe, what you want it for, you don't want it, you have nothing over there. This is where your Mechitza ends. So Lamaisa, you don't consider what's past the corner. That's not part of this Mechitza at all. So the air past there can't have any effect on this part that's closed here. So Lechara, I only want the Mechitza 10 Tfachim. So till 10 Tfachim, there's only what's it called air that's smaller than the less than 6 on the bottom. What do I care what's up beyond it? That's not prior to my Mechitza. I says, no, it is. Because of Rishus HaYochid, the Mechitza goes Ad Shemai. That's all part of the Mechitza. Right, over here, there's no halacha that a mechitza extends for 20 miles past the corner. There's no halacha. But when it comes to height, a mechitza of 10 tefachim goes up out of the shamayim. For instance, if it's a ditch, we consider it as if the wall goes up indefinitely. So that everything out of the shamayim is part of this mechitza. So all the air beyond that is also considered what's closed. Not only that, but the Chazon Ish says still, if you have clothes beyond 10 tefachim, it's not going to help. You need within 10 tefachim to have mostly clothes. So you need both halachas. You need within the 10 tefachim, to make the 10 tefachim, you need mostly clothes. But if the air is beyond the 10 tefachim, it's also going to make a problem because it's all part of the same mechitza. Okay. So that can't be. Because then, what's it called? That can't be the case where the 4 would be. Okay, if you can't put the 4 on the bottom, the less than 4, and you can't put the less than 4 on the top. the e mokim lo b'mitziyah, so put it in the middle. Less than 3, less than 4, less than 3. Okay, those are the 3. That's the next 121. Okay? Where the less than 4 is in the middle. Havi le omed maruba la paritz mishtei ruchos. Shmas mino omed maruba la paritz mishtei ruchos havi omed. It's not true. It's not. We learned before. Here the problem is going to be that you have in the middle a space less than 4. You have closed 3 and closed 3 above it. So each closed part is less than the space in the middle next to it. But together they're more than the space. So we had the Shaila before. If each closed part by itself is less than the space, but together they're more, is that good or not? And we said before, it's not good. You need that that it shouldn't be poritz ka'omed on both sides. Or poritz, what's it called, poritz yosar ha'omud, right, on either side. It has to be...
at least one side.
Right. At least one side has to be more. And here it's not true. Here one side, neither side is bigger than the less than 4. So there's no way you can situate anything more than lavud that you'll have 10 tefachim without making the ropes a little bit thicker. So what was the shayla? What was Rav Menuna's shayla? Shemara says that can't be the case then. Ela Rav Menuna hachi koin boile. Rav Menuna had a different shayla altogether. Kegon de aisi machzelis, de havi zayin umashahu, de chokat bo gimel, de shovat bo dalid umashahu, va ok me de pachos mi gimel. Okay? Rav Ashi's question was like this. Where did he have his shayla? If you have parutz, omed, merubala parutz, by orev, is that also good? His case is the case over here. We have this mat. You have 4 tfachim closed, okay? 3 tfachim opened, not less than 3 tfachim, not lovered. That space is a space. And then less than 3 tfachim to the ground. So you have less than 3 tfachim, then you have a rope. That's a mashahu, okay, so that finishes off the 3 tefachim. So you have 3 tefachim closed completely on the bottom. Now you have a space of 3 tefachim, which is not lavud. That space is a space. And you have 4 tefachim on the top closed completely. Is that good or not? Okay, it's not a mechitza tluya because it's less than 3 tefachim from the ground. Okay, if you count the space of 3 tefachim, and the top 4, you have 10 tefachim. But if you don't count that space, because you don't say omid merubal aporitz vertically, horizontally, then what's it called? vertically, really. It's talking where the sides are horizontal, but the measurement is vertical. Then it's not a good mechitza. But if you do say the same halachas in a horizontal mechitza, as you say in a vertical mechitza, then this mechitza will be good, because the bottom is closed, plus a little bit. That's altogether three tvachim closed on one side. The other side is four tvachim closed, and the space in the middle is exactly three tvachim. So either side is at least as big or more than the space. So if a mechitza where the space is horizontal is also good, then this is what's called, this is also good. If not, it's not good. That was Rav Amnon Shai. Okay. Rav Ashi Omar, mechitza tluyi boile. Rav Ashi said that he in asked this shayla of mechitza tluyi. That was the shayla. Where you have more than three tvachim on the bottom. Mamish, on the bottom. Everything else is closed, and on the bottom is open, but less than the part that's closed on the top. Kidaboy mine, Rav Tavla mi Rav, just like Rav Tavla es Rav, mechitza tluya mao shetater b'churba, right, on dry land, in a churba, where there's usually mechitzos tluyas, is it good or not? Amarle, ein mechitza tluya materis ala b'mayim, kalu shekelu chacham b'mayim, mechitza tluya, where there's more than, where three tvachim or more, space on the bottom of the mechitza is no good except by water. But on dry land, it's mechitza shagdoyim bokimbo, goats can get under it, and they're mevatel mechitza. Okay. Rashi. Hare omru omed maruba la poris b'shesi havi omed. Afagab de ika protos, even though there are openings, kinisnan la'el, the lo yu protos shesiris al abinyan. As long as the openings are smaller than the standing, the closed parts, Ustam kli behema shel shesi hu shomid al gabi karka. Most of it is what's it called, vertical mechitzas. Right, now we want to know in horizontal mechitzas does the same halacha apply? Ba'arev mai michavolin demasnisin lekalameleth hachshera dahasim kulo omedu dikalavadam. From the mission itself, you can't learn anything because there's no spaces there. Everything is less than three tvachim space, and the less than three tvachim space is solid. You have to consider it like it's solid. So you have no spaces in the mechitzas, the horizontal mechitzas in the Mishnah, because everything's less than three tvachim. La'avid avir ha'echad pachos mishlosha v'chevel mashehu v'chein sheni d'havilu shisha omeid v'ha'avir hashlishi pachos me'arba v'chevel mashehu v'tiskasher pirtzos ha'dalet ba'omid shoshisha. That was Ishaila. Ishaila is, why do you have to have less than three, less than three, less than three? Have less than three and less than three, and then a space of less than four. And it'll be okay. And then you don't have to worry about how thick the ropes are. The ropes could be strings, and it'll still be okay. Shagdoyim Bokim Bosomor says, no, it's impossible to find a case like that. Because if you put the less than four on the bottom, right, even though maybe that pirtza wouldn't be considered a pirtza, but it's Gedoyim Bokim Bo, the goats can get underneath. And therefore it's not a mechitza. Vafilu lamala mimenu omid yud tvachim. Shleimim, even if above that was 10 tvachim solid, still wouldn't be good. Because the mechitza has to be within 3 tvachim of the ground, because otherwise it's gedoyim bokimbo. Hakaimel ha-mechitza kluye in a materis. Eloi ba'avir hashlishi shehu elyon. And if you put the four less than 4 tvachim on the top, osi avira d'minachevel rakia. The avir that's above the rope is going to be mevatel the rope. Since the rope is more than three tvachim away from the next rope, so that avir is considered avir, and you take that avir and the avir on the other side, it's mevatel the rope. The imoki lo ben tsoi, if you put the little bit more than four in the middle, you have less than three, less than four, less than three. Right? Ein kan omin merubal aparetz. Then the closed part is not more than the open part. Elim kain titzarif shtei ruchos levatlo, unless you're mitzarif them together. Because the less than three is less than the less than four, and the other side is also less than three. And that's also less than the less than four. Elamai, put them together. So you have a little bit less than six together, connected the less than four, but we know that you can't be mitzarif them. You have to have at least one side bigger. And then the other side can be equal to it. Since it's impossible, what was Rav Hamnuna's shaila? Where did it apply? So he said it applies in this case where there's mamish salad. Right? So there you have what's it called, the case, picture 122. That was his shayla. Now, it's all closed. It's a little bit less than six, or six closed completely. And what's it called? It's three closed on one side, four closed on the other side, and exactly three opened. So on both sides, it's either more or equal to the space. The shaila is that space okay or not, since it's more than loved? V'avir v'hagisa v'hagisa nami lekele meimer, hova omed meruba lo'avir, the tusei minei, right? The omed is more than the opening underneath. And the fact that there's now a big opening on the top is irrelevant, because you have to have more opening on both sides. And here there isn't more opening on both sides. There's more opening on the top, but on the one beneath is only three tvachim, and the closed part is less than four tvachim. Mechitza tluyu miboyele, machtzeles asora, shehigbiya min akarka, shlosha, o yoser miboyele. Rav Hamnun Shaila, what's that? If you have a space that's more than three tvachim at the bottom of the mechitza, is that good or not? Ima vata la omid la parits mishitachto, v'olu pachas menuolo. Is the omid, right, mevatel or not? And the answer was no. Even if you have 10 solid, but it's lifted more than 3 tochim or more off the ground, it's no good. Ela b'mayim, mehati l'malos kigon gezustra, shi l'malo ben amayim, perikets v'mishtat. Like we had before, you have a thing, a bucket, and you want to fill in the water, there you can have a mechitza tluya that doesn't reach the water. But a mechitza over dry land is gedoyim bokimbo. Go on. Makifin bekonim. B'shiyora in b'yochid lo. Mashma, that you only can make a mechitza that goes one way, either horizontal or vertical, and there's a special kula they made by a caravan. But an individual who wants to make such a mechitza wouldn't be good. V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol mechitza Shabbos lo hitiru l'yochid, yosri beis sosai. All the mechitzas of Shabbos, a yochid can't make a mechitza that he can carry in more than a beis sosayim. Up till beis sosayim is okay, not more. Okay? let's see Rashi's, and then we'll see what's going on over here. Kol mechitza Shabbos. V'hanach mechitzas ru'uos. First of all, we're not talking about kol mechitza Shabbos. We're talking about the mechitzos that we've been dealing with until now, which are mechitzos ru'uos, right? Shabby mechitzos, meaning shehein dishsi o da'orit, one direction mechitzos. Kamar shitirim l'rabi mayadertchak, which is mutter to a caravan, right? Because they had to be makel for a caravan. Lo hitirim l'yachid ihikif bohen yosim beis hasayim. An individual who made a mechitza like that will only help up until beis hasayim, up until 5,000 square amas. More than that, it won't help. The afagav shehuka fadira, shari ladur bohen belele Shabbos hikifu, me'erev Shabbos. Habeis asayim miyashari. Right? And the halacha is that a place that's not muka fadira is also mutter with a regular mechitza. Up to beis asayim. More than beis asayim, it's not mutter even with a regular mechitza if it's not muka fadira. Here, it doesn't have that chisaron of not being muka fadira. It's muka fadira. So with a real good mechitza, you could fence in a million square amas, but this is not a good mechitza. So it only helps till 5,000 square amas, not beyond that. That's for a yochid. For a shiara, it helps. We'll see whatever it helps. Helps more than that at least, not just beis hasayim. So this beis hasayim is a shear that either for mechitzas that aren't so good, or mechitzas that are good, but they're not made ledira. Their mechitzas weren't made for dwelling. Then even good mechitzas can only be matter till beis hasayim. Zemara says, Kedomer of Nachman, the Yisemer of Beba Barabaya, lo nitzrucho eliti lohen kol tzorchan. When a shiara, right, is not different than a yachid, only in how much area this mechitza can help. Vayashiyara, no matter how big the area is, as much as they need, they can incense with a mechitza that goes only one way. But for a yachid, it'll help for him too, but only till they shosai. That's the difference. Hachinami litid lahem kol tzorchan. Vayashiyara, when they said shiara, but not a yachid, they didn't mean it doesn't help for a yachid at all. They meant, but by a shiara it helps as much as you need. And by a yachid, it only helps till they shosai. Hecha itmed Rav Nachman, the same Rabbeba Barabaya, aha disnan. Where did Rav Nachman say his halacha, or Rabbeba Barabaya, whoever said it, where did they say it? They said it on this Mishnah. Kol mechitza she'eno shosiva oreit, eino mechitza, divi Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. A mechitza that doesn't go both ways is not a mechitza at all, for anybody. That's what Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda says. Mar says, umiyom Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda hachi, did Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda say that? It's not a mechitza at all? Right? That it doesn't help for anything? Hatanya echad yachid ve'echad shiara lechavolim. Right? That both a yachid and a caravan can use ropes to make a mechitza. That's a mechitza of only horizontal. And it's still good. Uma ben yachid l'shiara. So what's the difference between a yachid and a shiara? Yachid nosim al be'sosayim. Right? A yachid can only make a mechitza like that to enclose an area of 5,000 square amas. But if he wants to enclose an area more than that, he's going to have to use a bona fide mechitza that goes both ways. Shnayim, if there's two people, that's not a shiara yet. Two people, nosim lahem beis sosai. They also only have beis sosai. Machlokes Rishonim, what that means. Each one has beis sosai, and now you can have up to 6,000 square amas. What's it called? I mean, 4,000 square amas. Right? Or no. Or together, since they're both considered one yachid, together they only have 2,000 square amas. Gimel nasu shiara the noslim beis sheish. But once there's what's it called a shiara, three people, then they have six square amas. Divi Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda said. So not that it doesn't help at all. It helps for a yachid up till beis sosai. For a shiara, it helps till six, or what's it called? Not a beis sosai, three beis sosai. Okay. The chachamim omrim, echad yachid, the echad shiara, noslim kol tzorchan. The chachamim hold no. Even a mechitza ra'ua helps for everybody, and there's no limit. It helps as much as you need. Uvilvad, lo yiheh beis sosai ponui. As long as there isn't an area beis sosayim that is totally empty, which Gemara is going to discuss later what that means. Right? It can be matter any area they need, but if there's an area of a beis sosayim they don't need, then it doesn't help. Omer Rav Nachman, the same Rav Beber, and here's where Rav Nachman, or some say Rav Beber Abayah, said their halacha. Lo nitzrecha elitin lehen kol tzorchan. Right? That this halacha of shiara was said to that there's no limit. But in a chanami, for a yachid it helps, but with limitations. Right? There are limitations by a yachid that don't apply to a shiara. But not that that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda ever said that a mechitza, ra'ua, can't help at all for a yachid. It just can't help as much as it helps for a shiara. That's all.
Well, we're talking about having a mechitza that's both horizontal and vertical. That means the love of issue, every shalosh, is both in both directions. You have to have a grid on the whole thing.
It's a grid on the whole thing, right, but it doesn't have to be lavud on the whole thing necessarily. It just has to be omid meruba lapar. Whatever, yeah. Okay. Litein lein kol tzarchan, dehada kamar Rabbi Yehuda b'shiara dibru v'lo liyachid. That which Rabbi Yehuda said, that the halacha of a mechitza ra'ua only applies to a shiara, not to a yachid. Litin lo kol tzarcho b'hanach mechitzas kamar. What he said doesn't apply to a yachid is not that it doesn't help at all. It's just that you can't, there's a limit in how much space can be mutter with a mechitza like this for a yachid, and there is no limit to a shiara. Aval beis sosayim v'adi avinule. But even a yachid, up till beis sosayim, these mechitzas will help. Hoel ledira hekifa. Since l'maisa, it's mukaf ledira. Okay? By a shiara, there's no limitation. They can fence in in any area with even a one direction mechitza. Right? You see, the Rabbi Yehuda held that you could make a mechitza of chavolim, right? Even by a yoch. But no shum lo beis asayim. For a yoch is only till beis asayim. Mechitza zu. Al mechitza ma'al yisur kamed the boy. If he had a real good mechitza going both ways, there's no limitation as long as it's mukaf ladira. If it's not mukaf ladira, then it doesn't make a difference what kind of mechitza it is. It's only good till beis asayim. Shelo yeh beis asayim panui. Shelo yakifu yosu mechtei tzarchem beis asayim. Right? And the Rabbanan hold that you can have as much area as you want, but there can't be a base of sign that's not needed. That can't be. You can use as much as you need, even a yachid, but not where there's a base of sign pondered. Litain lohem kol tzarchan. Hadikom Rabbi Yossi, the masnis and deina mechitza. That's what Rabbi Yossi said, that the Mishnah is not a mechitza bechlal for a yachid, ain't a mechitza lechol tzarchan. It means not a mechitza for an unlimited amount of area. It's good for a base asayim up to a base asayim for a yachid, and it's good up till six saw area for a shiora.